Even though Democrats are a majority of the state's registered voters, the party has routinely lost nearly every race recently for statewide office. So, as WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, the party is taking a different tack, contesting every single race in Florida this November.
In many ways, Kimberly Walker is the new face of the Florida Democratic Party.
I'm LGBT. We are still fighting for our rights just to be treated as a human equally. African-American, we're still fighting against racial inequalities. So this is a whole list, you know, of reasons why I should run for Congress.
Walker, who has worked as a corrections officer and as an IT specialist, aimed high in her first political race. So instead of getting her feet wet by running for, say, school board or city council, she ticks off all the boxes that her opponent for Congress, incumbent Republican Gus Bilirakis, can't. Walker, like anyone, can run for any office. Her platform includes raising teachers' salaries nationwide and universal health care. To her, it's personal. Her mom, a part-time school crossing guard, can't afford to pay $500 a month for her diabetes medication.
I'm running because I didn't like the direction our country is going into. I serve the United States Army and the U.S. Air Force. I want to be a voice for those who are voiceless.
Walker is one of the poster children for the Democrats' Sunshine Slate. The state party is pumping $2 million to help get candidates on every single ballot. Party officials say they'll use the money for training and advertising in every single race.
The idea being that if you don't compete, you can't win.
Rosie Gonzalez-Spears is the state party's senior advisor for down-ballot elections.
And so really giving Democrats the opportunity to vote for someone in their area, even if it could be seen as a long-shot race.
This is, in a sense, a return to Florida's past. Back when Democrats ruled the state, the up-and-coming GOP of the 1990s decided to put Republicans on every ballot, even where they didn't have a prayer of winning. Some of those candidates ended up running two or three times before they finally won, and Republicans have basically ruled Florida ever since. So this is a time-tested way of increasing their bench of qualified politicians. Gonzalez-Spears says candidates like Kimberly Walker aren't just aiming at voters who have been marginalized in the past.
We are looking to get to that 65-plus white voter just as much as we are going to organize to get that younger voter as well.
They're going to need that diverse turnout in places like Gus Bilirakis' 12th Congressional District, which covers Pasco and northern Pinellas counties. It's nearly 90% white, one of the whitest districts in the state. The mostly suburban area has set to Bilirakis to Washington, D.C. for decades since Gus took over the seat that used to be held by his dad, Mike. Bilirakis handily defeated his Democratic opponent 2 years ago and in 2014 waltzed into the seat without any Democratic opposition at all. For her part, Walker plans on playing up her differences with the incumbent. She says her family goes back 150 years in Florida and grew up poor, so she knows what people are going through in these difficult times.
I understand when somebody says that, like right now during the coronavirus, where, you know, you have a lot of people that are unemployed. I've been there before. I understand how it is to not have income coming in and you're worried, okay, how am I going to pay my rent next month?
Gonzalez-Spears says Democratic turnout increased during the primary because nearly 80% of voters chose to vote by mail, and she believes that is going to give a boost to candidates like Walker in November. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.